thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
I want my mama!
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, refined viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Grunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Macedonia to invest 8 billion euro in infrastructure. In animal welfare news, an American youth donates oxygen masks for animal companions. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Miracle Foundation, a nonprofit organization that supports over 600 children in India. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 13th, is the joyous Sikh New Year festival, Vaisakhi, one of the most significant dates of the Sikh calendar. This occasion also commemorates the founding of the Khalsa Brotherhood and Sisterhood in 1699 by Guru Gobind Singh. The Khalsa member practices compassion by adopting a vegetarian diet and reveres all beings, including our animal co-inhabitants. Courage to defend the weak and innocent is also a quality upheld by a Khalsa faithful. On this holy day, Sikhs are reminded of the great messages of the enlightened gurus of the faith. Some of the traditions of this holiday include the decoration and visiting of Sikh temples or gurdwaras, processions and parades, and singing and dancing. Many Sikhs also choose to be baptized into the Khalsa on this auspicious day. We wish all our Sikh brethren an elevated Vaisakhi filled with blessings.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from the United States. Nearly 4 years after the southern United States was devastated by the powerful Hurricane Katrina, some 12,000 residents of the severely affected New Orleans in Louisiana state remain homeless, with a number of communities still in ruins. Deeply dismayed by these conditions, renowned award-winning American actor and producer Brad Pitt established the Make It Right Foundation New Orleans. The nonprofit organization's goal was to rebuild one of the city's neighborhoods sustainably while preserving its rich cultural heritage. Touched by these endeavors, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $50,000 to the Make It Right Foundation. The following is an excerpt from a thank you letter from the foundation to Supreme Master Qinghai.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, thank you so much for your generous donation of $50,000 to the Make It Right Foundation. As you know, it is our mission to be a catalyst for redevelopment of the Lower Ninth Ward by building a neighborhood comprised of safe and healthy homes with an emphasis on high quality and sustainability while preserving the spirit of the community's culture. The goal is to accomplish this quickly so that the first residents can begin returning to their homes as soon as possible. For more information on how your donation is helping to make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, we invite you to visit our website at www.makeitrightnola.org. Thank you again. Sincerely, Thomas F. Darden III, Executive Director.
Our gratitude, Mr. Brad Pitt, and the Make It Right Foundation, for your caring initiatives to restore a vital neighborhood so that residents can once again call it home. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring support that will further brighten many lives. With such renewing endeavors, surely the vibrant city of New Orleans is well on her way to flourishing once more.
Indian region jolted by moderate earthquake. A 5.3 magnitude quake struck the western part of India's Rajasthan state and caused injury to at least 6 people. Around a dozen homes were destroyed with nearly 3,000 sustaining damage. Other buildings also were damaged, including the ancient Jaisalmer Fort, home to 5,000 people. Fortunately, there were no casualties. Our prayers for the protection of the quake-shaken Indian people and their smooth recovery to productive day-to-day lives. May such disquieting events be eased through our gentler regard of the environment. Alcohol flushing indicates increased cancer risk. Japanese researchers have found that reddened facial skin combined with nausea and increased heart rate reflect an inherited enzyme deficiency of aldehyde dehydrogenase 2, or ALDH2. Nearly one-third of people of Eastern Asian descent, such as Chinese, Japanese, and Koreans, have inherited this deficiency, which Dr. Akira Yokoyama of the Kurihama Alcohol Center in Japan said causes a 6 to 10 times higher likelihood of being diagnosed with esophageal cancer. For people who contract this disease, the survival rate is very low, with fewer than one-third living past 5 years in Japan alone. Thank you, Dr. Yokoyama and colleagues, for this important research highlighting yet another damaging aspect of alcohol consumption. We pray that this harmful substance is soon eliminated from everyone's lives for the greater health and happiness of all.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol.
1.8 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide.
Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk.
Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%.
Cancer of the liver, breast, colon.
Liver disease. cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity,
brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage,
organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes,
birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage,
alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases,
plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Historic surgery in France gives man a new life. For the first time ever, surgeons have replaced the man's face and hands in a single operation. The more than 24-hour procedure was performed in Henri Mondor Hospital in Créteil, France, by a team of 40 physicians who have deemed the operation a success with the patient in good condition. The 30-year-old man had originally suffered disfiguring burns that severely limited the use of his hands and had been on the waiting list for a year to receive these transplants. Our respectful applause, doctors and staff, for your devotion and professional expertise in giving this patient a new start in life. We wish him a swift and comfortable recovery and the medical team many more such successes for the benefit of humanity.
Help arrives for quake-affected dogs and cats in Italy. Food and shelter has arrived for an estimated 2,000 canine and feline animal companions lost after the earthquake struck on Wednesday in the city of L'Aquila, Italy. The National Animal Protection Agency, or ENPA, has delivered 7 tons of food to the animals, many of whom are uninjured but visibly traumatized, while the Red Cross is supplying materials to build kennels as well as computer chip readers to help identify and reunite the animals with their human companions. National Animal Protection Agency and Red Cross, we join many animals and humans alike in a heartfelt hero's salute for your timely assistance. May the dogs and cats you now shelter soon be restored to the comfort of their daily lives with beloved human caregivers.
Save our planet. Arctic ice getting thinner and thinner. Reporting at their 31st annual end of winter survey, U.S.-based organizations National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, and the National Snow and Ice Data Center, or NSIDC, stated that over 90% of Arctic sea ice is now only 1 or 2 years old, with only 10% being older thick ice. This is in contrast to the 1980s, when the thicker ice that lasts 2 years or longer made up 30 to 40% of the total ice cover. This year's cover is thus not expected to last the summer season. Moreover, as less and less ocean is covered by the sunlight reflecting ice, more heat is absorbed, leading to further changes in climate and ecosystems.
Already, summer temperatures in the Arctic have increased as much as 9 degrees Fahrenheit more than predicted by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change, or IPCC. As stated by Dr. Walt Meyer of the NSIDC, we're in a very precarious situation.
Our appreciation, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, the National Snow and Ice Data Center, Dr. Meyer and colleagues for this vital information about the grave condition of our ecosphere. We pray that more leaders and individuals respond with actions of compassion to safeguard the existence we share with all beings on Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai has emphasized numerous times that we must first be veg to have enough time to save the planet. The following is an excerpt from Supreme Master Qinghai's July 2008 discussion via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA.
Right now, even if we already produced the new technology yesterday, we still don't have enough time. That is the urgency of our planet. Even if technology is already available, we don't have enough time. Because it's not CO2 that is the most troublesome. It's the methane from animal rising. And it is also the hydrogen sulfide. And moreover, nature also produces CO2 in some form. And also from the Arctic seabed and from the permafrost. We can't win. We can't win if we wait for technology. I just hope they don't wait for technology or anything else except vegetarian diet. That's all we have to rely on now, vegetarian diet. the compassionate lifestyle. Spare others' lives, then you will beget life. Like attracts like. This law never fails.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow dye. The most important thing is to stop killing. Because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. If ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Save our planet. Balance threatened for woodland caribou in Canada. A report released last Thursday, compiled by a group of 18 Canadian caribou experts, predicted that the woodland caribou populations in Canada, which are already at risk, will drop even further over the coming century. Only 57 herds of these largely herbivorous animals remain, with the provinces of Alberta and Saskatchewan, where energy production predominates, being where populations are most imperiled. The Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society is thus seeking protection of the woodland caribou and calling for a halt to habitat-disturbing activities, such as logging. Our gracious thanks, Canadian researchers and conservationists, for bringing this situation to light. Let us quickly uphold our role as responsible stewards of the planet to provide for the well-being of the woodland caribou and all divine creations of our globe.
Save our planet. Italy designs self-sufficient buildings. In the Tuscan city of Grosseto, the first 20 apartments have just been unveiled that utilize resources of the earth and the sun sustainably in both winter and summer. Geothermal heat pumping systems supply the heat, air conditioning, and hot water of these zero-cost homes. In the winter, heat is collected from the earth and eventually circulated back through the house. In the summer, the process is reversed as excess heat is drawn from the house and absorbed by the earth. Bravo, Italy, for this progressive development. Blessed be such green trends in providing affordable and eco-friendly advancements that can be shared by people throughout the world.
Save our planet. Nature Iraq works to save marshland wildlife. Following its winter survey of 65 key biodiversity areas in Iraq, the conservation group Nature Iraq, affiliate of the UK-based BirdLife International, reported the sighting of rare domestic birds such as the lesser white-fronted goose, as well as other species like the smooth-coated otter and the wintering African sacred ibis. Although Nature Iraq had been making progress since 2003 in restoring wetlands areas, recent droughts and upriver dam construction has caused marshlands to once again shrink. Nature Iraq is thus creating drought resiliency plans as well as conservation and awareness programs to safeguard threatened species and migratory birds. We are heartened to hear of your dedicated eco-preserving endeavors, Nature Iraq. May your loving example shine throughout the world as we work to restore the natural habitat of all precious flora and fauna.
Save our planet. The U.S. Joint Ocean Commission initiative calls upon Congress and President Barack Obama's administration to protect the oceans by ratifying the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Save our planet. Although 2007 was one of Switzerland's snowiest winters ever, scientists at the Federal Institute of Technology report that increased summer heat caused 82 of the country's 88 glaciers to recede, with the Gorner Glacier alone shrinking by 290 meters.
Here with my good friend Lady.
Hello everyone. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
And Lady and I are vegan. Today we would like to share a computer tip with you.
Whether for school, work, or home, a flash drive is a great tool to have.
It sure is, Lady. This small storage device is used to transport files from one computer to another through a USB, Universal Serial Bus, which is a special outlet on computers that most accessories are plugged into. It is a convenient way to back up any important documents.
And it's also a small, light, and paper-free way to carry some homework assignments to and from school.
It's also very handy when you need to use several different computers, for example, for group projects.
There are many varieties available with different memory capacities to meet your requirements.
Check online or at any place that sells electronic equipment.
Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet, and thank you for tuning in.
Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, Macedonia allocates 8 billion euro for its infrastructure. The funds will be used for 30 different projects during the next 7 years. Key areas of investment will be in sustainable energy, bettering of roads, environmental safeguarding, and the building of new schools. Macedonia Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski stated, "These projects would significantly improve people's living standards, stimulate long-term development, and raise the competitiveness of Macedonian economy. Our sincere appreciation, Macedonia, and Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski, for your dedication to your people. May all the citizens of your fine country be graced with peaceful, abundant, and viable futures."
In animal welfare news, an American youth raises money to help animals. 10-year-old Monica Plum of Richmond, Virginia, has donated oxygen masks for animal companions to 20 fire departments across the country. After seeing a news broadcast and realizing that the mask could save the lives of animal friends in the event of a fire, Monica started a fundraising campaign. Each kit Monica gives costs $80 and contains masks for dogs and cats in 3 different sizes and a carrying case. Monica said people are all so grateful and are so happy to get the mask that is just really cool. Monica herself has cat and 3 rat companions. Bravo, Monica, and thank you for your kind devotion. May all animal companions have lives full of joy and loving homes. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned for today's segment featuring the Miracle Foundation, a nonprofit organization based in the United States to help orphan children in India. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. More significant news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, thoughtful news for a reviving world. And now for a series of Shining World Leadership segment, featuring a U.S.-based nonprofit organization that helps disadvantaged families send their children to school.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Miracle Foundation is providing children in India with shelter, food, clothing, education, medical care, and love. The nonprofit organization was started by Ms. Carolyn Boudreau on Mother's Day, May 14, 2000. Ms. Boudreau had just returned to the United States after traveling in India. Deeply wishing to improve the living conditions of youngsters that she had seen, she established the foundation to help them maximize their potential.
The Austin, USA-based group offers support to disadvantaged families. Through a lunch and learn program, youngsters who attend school are given books, school uniforms, 2 meals a day, and after-school daycare. The foundation also provides many ways to better the lives of children, mostly without parents, who are residing in the orphanages. These include renovations and construction of the buildings which house the youngsters, increasing the number of staff so that the atmosphere is more family-like, and taking care of the education and 3 nutritious meals a day for the children. In some of the orphanages, food that is served is grown in adjacent gardens. The foundation also helps to find sponsors who are connected directly with the child they have chosen to support. The sponsoring parent can then exchange letters with the youngster, get regular updates on the youth's progress, and have the option of coming to visit.
In 2007, the Miracle Foundation raised over $1 million. Working with few employees and a large number of volunteers, it is now supporting over 600 children in 6 orphanages in the states of Jharkhand and Orissa, as well as 1 home for single mothers. The organization also facilitates adoptions in India. Our heartfelt thanks and heaven bless your compassionate efforts, Ms. Carolyn Boudreau, and the staff and volunteers at the Miracle Foundation. May all precious children of God be nurtured in love and respect.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Longevity.
An elderly patient went to see his doctor for a general examination. And then he asked the doctor, "Tell me, doc, how long am I going to live?" The doctor said, "Ah, don't worry. You will live very long, probably to be 80. "But doctor, I'm already 80, he said. The doctor said, "Yeah? See? I knew it."
And now for our viewer's heartline. Our viewer Silvina watched the Republic of Uruguay going 100% smoke-free for the health of all on Supreme Master Television and wrote,
"While I was watching news about the award the Uruguayan Minister of Health got from Supreme Master Qinghai, I felt that really positive things are going on in South America. Maybe one day Simón Bolívar's and José de San Martín's dream of one great, united Latin American country becomes real by means of spiritual understanding. Congratulations for working so hard in that direction. Silvina from Heredia, Costa Rica."
Shining Silvina, it is wonderful that Uruguay has gone 100% smoke-free and that the Minister of Health, the Honorable Maria Julia Munoz, was presented the Shining World Leadership Award by Supreme Master Qinghai. As more people realize the health benefits of clean air and pure plant-based food, for certain our earth becomes much better.
A unified Latin America and the world where all of God's creation is respected would be heavenly. Thank you for your good wishes, with Providence's radiant light to you and your peace-loving Costa Rican co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you. As always, we'd love to hear about the constructive events that are happening in your area of the world. So please send them to us, along with any comments, to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May your heart be filled with peace and gratitude. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Kuwait's famous poet Abdulaziz Saud al-Babtain receives a university shield from Egypt's Suez Canal University for his significant role in supporting and preserving Arabic culture.
The Humane Society of Baltimore County in Maryland, USA, launches a foster care program to provide socialization and greater opportunity for animals to be adopted into forever loving homes.
Palestinian leaders from Fatah and Hamas parties meet in Gaza City to discuss reconciliation and reconstruction of Gaza Strip.
The new Element card by Japanese Honda Motor Company, available later this year, features a dog-friendly design with a collapsible entry and exit ramp, elevated pet bed, cargo area pet restraint systems, and others.
South Africa announces the investment of $440 million in the expanded public works program, which will create 4.5 million job opportunities for citizens through various development projects.
American actor and vegetarian Cal Penn has given up his job on the popular U.S.-based television series House to join President Barack Obama's White House staff in the public liaison office.
As Iran's first nuclear fuel plant is opened, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad states that he is ready to discuss his country's nuclear program with the West and the United States.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama welcomed 25 local students who tend their own community gardens to assist her in planting the first fruit and vegetable seedlings at the White House.
The Malakite and Ibadite ethnic groups of Bahrain, Algeria, sign an accord pledging peace with each other.
Economic Minister His Eminence Sultan bin Zayed Al Masuri of the United Arab Emirates and Syria's Ambassador Rostam Al Zoubi meet to discuss enhancing bilateral relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.